Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we play jazz music by a young saxophonist, Haley Neiswanger, and answer a question about the history of blue jeans. But first, we tell about one company's plan to send passengers into space. Until now, space travel has been mostly limited to astronauts in government space programs. But seeing Earth from space may soon become a reality for wealthy people who dream of space travel. Last week, British billionaire Sir Richard Branson showed his new spaceship Enterprise at the Mojave Air and Spaceport in California. He calls it the world's first commercial passenger spacecraft. Mario Ritter has our story.
Richard Branson founded Virgin Atlantic Airways. Now, he has joined with aviation designer Bert Rutan to form a new space travel company, Virgin Galactic. 5 years ago, Mr. Rutan's Spaceship One became the first private craft to reach space. The spacecraft made three suborbital flights. You can see Spaceship One at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington. Mr. Rutan is now partners with Mr. Branson to create a spacecraft for passengers. Enterprise is the first of five planned Spaceship Two planes. The 18-meter-long craft is designed to carry two pilots and six passengers. Testing of Spaceship Two is expected to begin next year. The company hopes to begin sending passengers into space by 2011. Mr. Branson says he plans to bring his son and daughter and his parents with him on the first flight. The spacecraft will launch from Spaceport America in New Mexico. Mr. Branson expects his company will be able to take 1,000 people into space within the first year of operation. To date, only about 500 people have traveled into space. Passengers will pay $200,000 to ride to outer space and back for 2.5 hours. The flight includes about 5 minutes of weightlessness. Passengers will be required to have 3 days of training before the flights. About 300 people have already paid money for the space flights. Virgin Galactic expects to spend more than $400 million for five commercial spaceships and launch vehicles. But Richard Branson is not the only one working to make spaceflight available to the public. Several other people are also building their own rockets. They include Amazon.com chief executive Jeff Bezos, computer game programmer John Carmack, and rocketeer Jeff Greeson. Yet Virgin Galactic is expected to be the first to operate its spacecraft.
As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans.
Our listener question this week comes from Russia. Alex Shestakov wants to know the history of blue jeans. Jeans are pants made from a kind of cloth called denim. For many people, Blue jeans represent American culture. The history of blue jeans usually begins with a man named Levi Strauss. He did not invent jeans, but he is considered the first person to manufacture and sell this kind of clothing in large amounts. Levi Strauss was born in Bavaria, an area that today is part of Germany. In 1847, he and his family immigrated to the United States. He opened a small dry goods store, first in New York, then in San Francisco, California. Among the products he sold were jeans. These pants were especially useful for miners in California who needed clothing made from a strong material. Levi Strauss partnered with a clothing maker named Jacob Davis, who had invented a process for making rivets for jeans. These metal devices helped reinforce the blue jean cloth to make the pants stronger. In 1873, Strauss and Davis received a patent to officially own this invention. They began producing copper-riveted waist overalls. In 1928, the Levi Strauss Company registered the word Levi's as a trademark for their product. 19th-century workers would probably be surprised to know that their pants would one day become a fashion object. Today, jeans are worn by people of all ages, incomes, and lifestyles. Jeans come in many colors other than blue and in many styles and prices. Fashion designers even create very costly jeans. The Smithsonian's National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C., has one of the oldest known pairs of Levi's jeans in its collection. Jeans have come to express different ideas about American culture based on the people who wear them. These include the cowboy of the Wild West and famous Hollywood actors like James Dean and Marlon Brando in the 1950s. Writer James Sullivan published a book called Jeans, A Cultural History of an American Icon. In the book, he says jeans serve as a sign for two American values, creativity and rebellion. Haley Neiswanger is an award-winning alto saxophonist who has played with some of the biggest names in jazz. She has also performed at festivals and concerts around the world. Jazz critics are praising the joyful music on her first album, Confetti. Barbara Klein tells us more about this talented 19-year-old woman from Portland, Oregon.
Haley Neiswanger first began to play the clarinet when she was 8 years old. She soon began exploring other instruments, including the flute and alto and soprano saxophones. In high school, she began performing locally and around the country. She discovered how much fun jazz music was to play, because it is always changing. She said each new performance was different from the next one. Haley's hard work as a musician has paid off academically as well. She now attends the Berklee School of Music in Boston, Massachusetts, on a full scholarship. Here is her version of 4-in-1 from the album Confetti, The song was written by the jazz great Thelonious Monk. Neiswanger has performed at concerts and other gatherings alongside famous jazz artists. They include Wynton Marsalis, McCoy Turner, Red Holloway, and Dede Bridgewater. She has said that it was a great experience to share a stage with them. Here, she performs the song Serenity. With a song Haley Neiswanger wrote herself. Confetti is a combination of two words, confetti and eddy. Bits of paper called confetti are often used at parties, so Haley chose a festive word for her festive music. And Haley wrote the song in the style of saxophonist Eddie Harris.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Brianna Blake and Dana Demange, who was also the producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also comment on our programs. Do you have a question about people, places, or things in America? Send it to mosaic@voanews.com, and we may answer it on this show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.